Hello, everybody. I'm Trickster, and here's Frisk. Say hi.
Hi.
And we're here to talk about some problematic interests. Today, we're talking about criticizing bad things.
Woo!
We were talking earlier about Black Butler, you know, that old famous anime about horrible things.
Yeah, lots of horrible. There's a lot to get into here.
Let's punch Yana Toboso.
I will kill Yana Toboso with my bare hands.
You will?
Yeah.
Can I help?
Yes. But we were talking a lot about that, but you brought up then the comparison, like, when criticizing, it's like one thing to be critical of media, but some things are just, like, too far gone.
Like, I'm going to use two examples. Let's see. Liking Danganronpa. No, that's just something less controversial. Something like meh, like Oren High School House Club versus Black Butler.
Right, with Black Butler being like off the deep end here,
like,
irredeemable.
Black Butler bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah. So let's start with the being critical of the like things that you can like as long as you know what you're.
Like, some things are redeemable, like, I don't fucking know, Your Turn to Die, Has-Been Hotel. I can't wait for, like, a 50-year-old old lady to go on his podcast and have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, but I meant, like, so getting, looking at, okay, well, you can like this thing as long as you aren't, like, as long as you're critical of it.
Right.
What do we mean here by being critical?
Like, understanding that this media is bad. It's, like, not good for people to consume, but like liking it throughout, I guess. I don't know, you're a lot better at words than I am.
Yeah, okay, so if we take that with your first example, or on High School Host Club, I've never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so explaining it to someone who has never watched it, what would you need to be critical of with Oren High School Host Club?
Let's see, do you want me to explain the premise to you?
I know the basic premise.
Okay, let's see, there's like, if we're making a spiciness meter of transphobia, it's, like, mildly mid-spicy.
Okay.
Because, like, there's a couple of man-in-a-dress jokes. Okay. Haruhi's parent, I'm not sure what pronouns they use, I'm sorry. I know they call them her dad, or their dad, I'm not sure. I haven't seen Oren in years, but, like,
right.
I know it fucking sucks. There's a lot of, like, Shotokan jokes with the character Honey.
Ooh.
Because, like, he's a very little boy, but he's the oldest, and he's in love with this giant hulk of a man.
Ooh.
And it's just like, wow. You really love bad. Funimation did bad this time.
Yeah, those are some bad takes. Okay.
Very capitalistic, but that's fine in today's society.
Yeah.
Then, what's bad about Black Butler, Frisk?
Well, the all of it.
Okay, we need to be more specific.
Right,
love.
Right. So to start with, we're gonna have to look at the most popular fandom ship, Sebastiel. Which is really uncomfortable. So, Ciel is, I think he's like 12 years old.
Like 12, 13, 12, early
13
teens.
Years old.
Technically a teen.
But very much a child.
Yes.
And Sebastian, his butler, is not human, but is still very much a grown fucking man. So, pedophilia. This is an inherent problem with the source that Yana Toboso allegedly wanted this to be canon, and it was only not canon and left mostly to the blatantly obvious subtext and fan service scenes rather than explicitly stated.
Like the dress scene.
Like the dress scene. Because Toboso's editor said, you can't do that, you can't do that. And made her take it out.
He's like holding her at gunpoint.
Right. So already we have this really... pedophilia is the basis of this whole series. And that's fucking bad. But then we've also got... Growl, the very mistreated trans woman character, who is constantly misgendered by pretty much everyone but herself.
Incest.
That's... Yeah.
The really bad treatment of women.
Yep.
Grell is a woman, but she is her own category and they're not gonna fucking touch right now. Hannah, I think her name is, the lady with her eye issue. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I haven't watched the show.
Okay, no. I've only seen the show.
I have watched the show, but it's been a while. The show also has problems with bestiality.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a character that's anime only.
Oh, Pluto!
Pluto, yeah. He's just fucking naked all the time.
Is he a werewolf, or is he just, like, a regular-ass dog?
He's a hellhound that can, like, take the form of a man, but is still always a dog.
Oh.
Like, even in man form, he, like, walks around on all fours and barks.
Oh, I hate it!
Right. So, you know, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
In the books, which I am more familiar with, there's, just a bunch of, forgive the term, trauma porn.
Ugh.
Where it's like, they show CL getting triggered a bunch for, like, no reason. Like, they have an arc that's about, like, zombies on a boat.
I remember that arc,
Lizzie has her swords, right? There are some cool moments, but see, there's this moment where Ciel's, like, alone with a gun that's almost out of ammo, standing on a box of crates, like, a stack of crates, and the zombies are all coming in to get him. And on its own, that's already a scary, tense moment. That's mm-hmm. enough. You don't have to make that any worse. No.
Damn it.
But he sees the reaching hands of these zombies and gets flashbacks of when he was, like, literally in a cage in rags from back when, before he was contracted.
Oh.
And he's, like, he's going to flashbacks, he's starting to have a panic attack, he's like, that was completely unnecessary. And it would be... And I was like, oh man, child has PTSD, like, the first time I read that uncritically. But now looking back on it, with where I know the series has gone now, the hands that were reaching out to, like, grab him and, like, kill his twin, are also hands that,
could mean something else.
Absolutely mean something else.
I'm not gonna get...
I trigger warning for this next bit, because, like, ooh. Already trigger warning for this whole bit, but, like, especially for this next little bit. In the more recent chapters, they have a scene, which is on panel, where CL and his twin get raped.
What?
Gang raped by a bunch of adults.
You're joking!
And they don't show, like, it's... They don't show any, like, of the gritty bits, but it's,
like, you know what's happening.
You know exactly what's happening. And you see their, like, sobbing, crying faces, wondering why God has allowed this.
Holy and shit, like, Yana!
Right. So,
like, I'm laughing, but I'm fucking uncomfortable, because that's two fucking teenagers.
They weren't teenagers at that time.
How old were they?
The twins, at the time when that was happening, were, like, 8, 9 years old.
Jesus, fuck.
So you've got on-screen child rape. And, like... There's no, like, just being critical of that. That's irredeemable.
Right. And, like, you have to wonder where the line is in the sand. What is really good to be getting yourself into?
And we haven't even mentioned the racism.
I don't want to mention the racism, man. I'm too Negro for this. But, like, I don't know. Black Butler on its own is a very tiring franchise to be involved in.
Yeah.
In my humble onion. But just, like,
back... It's a media that is especially dangerous because I know for a fact that it is and has been used to groom minors.
Absolutely. That was how I was groomed for the most part.
Me too.
Like, through Black Butler Yuri of, like, Paula and Lizzie. Is that her name, Paula?
Yeah.
Ring, ring. Like,
yeah. For me, it was, Sabasiel.
Damn.
Yeah.
But, people like to use this horrible media as, like, hey, look, this kid getting his chest side up, it looks like sex, this is okay. It's like, no, the fuck it ain't.
Right. Like, it's very much used as a tool to... And this shit's just up on Netflix.
Yeah, like, it's still on Netflix. It got updated recently, actually, for the third and fourth season.
Yeah.
Have you read the Circus arc?
Yeah. I've watched it,
There is a child sex scene in the new version of it between Peter and Mundy.
Oh.
Who are siblings, so that's fun and sexy.
Oh.
We love to see it. I want to die.
Yeah, that's anime only. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's... Yana still had control over that, which is really fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Kills her.
It's just like... Just keeps getting worse. There's also some, like... This is in both the... Also in the Circus arc, even in the books, there's, another rape scene between adult characters.
Who was it?
I think her name is Beast and Sebastian.
Oh, I remember that.
And they make it, like, the narrative paints it even as, like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's for the protagonist's goals, and, like, she isn't resisting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But that was still rape on screen.
Yeah, I remember that in the anime, too.
The whole series is just very...
And, like... No offense, I'd rather take Oran's, like, mild, spicy transphobia to, like, this shit.
Yeah, all the CSA and, like, other sexual assault. But then also, like, the racism and the overt sexualization.
You know, like, all the people of color in Black Butler die fairly early, or they're just treated fucking awfully.
They either die or they're straight up criminals.
Like Mayrin.
Like Mayrin and Lau, yeah.
What did Mayrin do again?
Mayrin... No, not Mayrin. Because
Mayrin is Chinese.
Right. She's mostly kind of ditzy and stupid through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
like, she takes off her glasses and she's big titty lady. That's all I remember.
Yeah, she is a trained assassin.
Damn.
That Sebastian, like, recruited instead of killing her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, like, some, like, trained assassin from birth to, like, kill politicians or whatever.
We love to see it.
And then there's, Ran Mao and Lau, who run an opium ring.
Aren't those two incestuous?
Yes.
That's why I blocked them out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yana, for the food. That was sarcastic,
Yeah, I got that.
There's the Indian guys.
Yeah, one of whom they kill off.
Which one do they kill off?
Agni.
Is that the not Ciel's boyfriend?
The butler one.
Okay, good. What's the other guy's name?
Soma?
Oh, I had a crush on that one.
I think it's Soma.
You had a crush on Soma as a kid? God, this is such a fucked up series.
Yeah, it's like all the racism and the mistreatment of women.
Historical inaccuracy. I'm looking at you, draw self fucking kinds. Wasn't like a Jack the Ripper looking ass.
Jack the Ripper. The thing they ended up doing with that was Ciel's aunt who was sterile, who was really mad at women who got abortions.
That is so fucking funny!
So she would go, and any patient who got an abortion from her, because she was a doctor, she would then track down and kill.
It's like Planned Parenthood, but worse. Like, the reverse Planned Parenthood.
Because, like, you know, women's rights.
Thanks, Yana.
Ugh. Disgusting. But so women are treated really badly. The easiest example of transphobia, and also homophobia, is Growl.
Yeah, isn't Growl a lesbian? No, she's
no,
not.
Growl is straight. But they make Growl out to be a man in a dress joke who is constantly misgendered by literally everyone.
Ronald calls her she, I know that.
Ronald. Okay.
Love that man.
The one good character.
Ronald, if you're out there, I'm free on Saturday. I'm free on Saturday if you're free.
Anyways, so almost every single character in the entire series misgenders Growl. And then on top of that, there's Growl's whole thing with Sebastian, which is played off as being, like, a homophobic trope and, like, oh, pushy gay people. Because the narrative does not treat Growl as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Is Growl currently a woman? Because I haven't touched Black Butler in years.
Growl is canonically a trans woman.
Okay.
Who... And another fun tidbit that's completely fucked up about the series is every Reaper canonically is a Reaper because they committed suicide and are being punished for it by God.
Oh, Growl, sweetie!
So, Growl was a trans woman who committed suicide, likely heavily implied because she was trans, in the Victorian era.
Honey, sweetie, I love you so much.
And they... In her afterlife, she's still completely misgendered and is forced to just, like, do this shit that she doesn't want to do. And she just has to live like that. And the narrative uses her to make man in a dress jokes.
Well, sweetie, I'm so sorry.
And then push, like, the predatory trans woman thing.
Trope.
Yeah.
So yeah, the series sucks. Please watch Orin High School House Club.
Yeah. Watch literally anything
else.
Be
critical of your interests. Do your research. Like good things.
Yeah.
You want something good to like? Sanrio. There's nothing wrong with Sanrio. Forget capitalism, Sanrio. Hello Kitty may have, like, her tiny little white paws on my wallet, but it's okay.
I want to be done talking about Black Butler,
yeah.
Actually. I feel sick.
We're done. Good night.